We do have that heat advisory that will be in effect noon today through 9 o'clock tomorrow. Put it through the photocopier again, or well, it's 9 to noon. Noon to 9 today, and again, the same thing tomorrow, what I was trying to say, but I didn't quite get there. Brad Dungis back in the studio this morning with us for another K1 Car Talk, and I know it's public information we read it this morning, but I want to say publicly I'm sorry to hear about the loss of Buddy.
Yeah, my Uncle Buddy passed away earlier this week. Kind of sudden diagnosis, but he's gone, and he's been on the show many times. I've been around my life. I mean, I'll always remember him as my fun uncle. He was the guy I loved to have a good time. I loved working with him in the car business. You know, that'll be something we can talk about sometime. Yeah. But Buddy was a great salesman and a great sales manager, and loved the art of negotiation, the whole thing about how cars are sold, or going back to the horse and buggy days.
That's
and
right.
Chariots, and you know, the truth is nothing really changes, and he was an artist at that.
Exactly.
And a lot of other things.
Well, and this is the time of year when a lot of cars are bought and sold, because we're coming up on that traditional, it may not be a branded thing for any particular brand, but kind of that year-end clearance of moving on.
I mean, you know, it's the traditional time where the model year-end changes over. We're moving from the 16s to the 7s. You know, we've had some 17s for a while, and there's still probably a few 15s out there too.
Yeah.
But the truth is, this is the traditional time, and the manufacturers really, it's a big selling season. The incentives are really high. Plus, for us, it's the time of year where we do what we call our red tag sale, where we put great prices on every vehicle on the lot. You know, that old art of negotiation I was talking about with Buddy, that we throw that out the window and put the price on the car, and you don't have to worry about that old horse trading process, which, you know, it's for some people, it's not for everybody. The truth is, today, though, we talk about it all the time, but pricing is so much more transparent than it was back when Buddy started selling cars. You know, they were, there wasn't an internet, you know, even the car dealers, we got the books on what a car was worth in the mail every month. And so it wasn't like you know, watching the stock market, where the price of your stock changes by the moment through the day. Today, cars are kind of like that. I look at the book on vehicles, and they can change from day to day. And we look at auction values, multiple book values. You know, everybody has an opinion on what a car is worth, and both what as a trade-in or a retail vehicle, new and used, and it's all over the internet. So, times have changed.
So those books were made to fit in a salesman's shirt pocket. So
that's right. No, and they still do. And we still get those from a couple of the different books. But most of that today is done online through the internet and with technology.
And you price your vehicles on a near daily basis throughout the year, but even tighter during red tag sale.
Yeah, no, I think, the new cars, that we adjust them throughout the month about once a week or so. Used cars, like I said, it's a really moving target. And I go in there personally every day and evaluate the whole inventory, make sure they're marketed right, they've got all the right information on them. We try to put as much detail as possible about the vehicle, stuff like trim level, all the option packages on there, give you detailed pictures, and write a story about the vehicle, basically, you know, Carfax reports, how many owners it's have, a service history if that's available, because that's what really is the differentiator between the vehicle. If it's got a certain option package that costs thousands of dollars, and the vehicle costs more than another one that looks the same but doesn't have that package, that's probably why.
Yeah.
And that option package may be valuable to you, or it might not be. It might not be something you need to spend the money on. So, you know, you want to be able to show people that, obviously. And, since the internet is so drives the whole thing today, that's really where you want to have the information.
Which
links to do that.
And you sharpen your pencil pretty tightly as well on the We Will Buy Your Car program for the same reason.
Well, and that's the whole thing. I mean, the kind of the whole circle is completed by that. We've got to have inventory for our used cars. We'd love to trade for them. That's a great way to do it, to be able to sell a new car and get a used car at the same time. But if that's not in the cards, we are out there buying cars all the time. Our salesmen are out there. A lot of times they'll be looking on Craigslist or on the other sales sites trying to find the cars to buy, because we need inventory for the used car lot. you know, really any kind of vehicle. We sell them. That's what we do for a living. We run them through our service, make sure everything's all right. If they meet our standards, we put them on the lot, and they're in as a certified vehicle, as a Q-certified vehicle, which is our dealer certification program, or the manufacturer certified programs, mm-hmm. or as an as-is vehicle that, you know, we still check them out, but these are vehicles that don't come with a warranty, and they're sold as-is, and typically those are either older vehicles or vehicles maybe with more miles on them, maybe more than 100,000 miles, and just stuff that doesn't qualify for the warranty.
Yeah, well, it's all about giving people choices
and value and transparency, treating them right, and that's the way we've done it now for over 75 years.
Election Day coming up later on this month for a local question.
That's
actually,
right.
There's a couple of things to talk about, both for Bartlesville and Copan. Don't have a representative for Copan, but we are going to talk a little about
that's
something
right.
that's going on
we've
in Bartlesville.
We've got a guest here today, as we often do, a friend of mine, Jack Williams from Bartlesville High School. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
It's good to have me here. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, and I know you've been out talking to people in the community about the election that's coming up for the Bruin Bond issue. And so I wanted to have you on the show and give us some information about that.
Yeah, so the election is on August 23rd. It's the only thing on the ballot, so there's basically just the question of the school bond proposal. And there's
like two questions, right?
Yeah, there's two questions on there because by state law, transportation questions have to be considered separately from anything else. But you should obviously vote yes on both of them.
Why is that?
So basically, last year we had a $1.9 million budget cut from the state. Mm-hmm. And that meant that we had to cut, 23 teachers last year. And 32 overall positions within our school, in addition to numerous other programs and various deals. Basically, we had to cut back a lot. And that was intended largely as a one-time funding cut, so that hopefully we could get some funding for next year. I mean, we wouldn't have to make another huge cut, and that could also probably be cuts in very vital areas, like maybe going to a four-day school week or not busing kids around because we're not legally obligated to do that. Like, if we don't get this funding, basically, our school system is not going to have the money that we need to make payroll, basically. But also included in the bond proposal is a lot of other areas that desperately need work. Like, it would provide more money to have buses, because transportation is very vital. Mm-hmm. And right now, we only have enough money for one new bus every year. And when you have 30 buses, that's not exactly enough.
You have at least one 30-year-old bus, or pretty much.
So it would replace all 15 buses that are older than I am. And then it would also do things like updating the technology within the classroom, provided some much-needed renovations at Jane Phillips, Hoover, Central, and the auditorium, which wasn't touched, and at the high school even, renovating some unused space to allow that to be used much more efficiently. And it would also do some things curriculum, like it would allow us to go out of textbooks into Chromebooks, which are over the long term a lot cheaper and a lot lighter, which for students who have to carry 20-pound backpacks is a big selling point. And the additional draw there is, our world is becoming more and more technology driven. We're becoming interconnected and all those things. Students like me learn a lot better on internet-based tools when we're learning about those sorts of things on the internet or on a laptop, and that's really about moving forward into that next
era. See that even at Dungeness, where we're dealing with younger employees. They come in and they're much better at working the technology too, and so getting that in front of them, I think, is really critical to their effectiveness in the workplace later.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said earlier, you know, you used to have those books that fit in your shirt pocket. Now you pull it up on an iPad.
That's right.
And you have so much more information available there too.
Right. And let's face it, our school system's competing with other school systems for people's lives. I mean, people move to Bartlesville because of our great school system, which has an outstanding reputation, and we need to protect that and really invest in the future of our school system. I think it's, you know, one of the most important economic development issues for our community is to have a strong school system that helps attract people with school-age kids to live in your community. We have kids on the show all the time, and you know, so many talented children in our community, and it's just one of those things that's, you know, through the decades has been a hallmark for Bartlesville.
Yeah.
And having a strong school system is so important. And I know, you know, people will slice and dice this and maybe be able to you know, come up with things they would change. But the truth is, we're at this position. The school systems mm-hmm. don't have the money they need to operate. We obviously need to have a strong school system in our community, and I think it's really important that we all get behind this.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I know right now, I believe by the U.S. News and World Report, we're sixth in the state for education, which I think is pretty good, but I'd like to move up. I'd like to remain competitive, and a large part of this bond issue is allowing us to do that. And I mean, a lot of people might go to other school systems like Owosso because their facilities might be perceived as a little bit nicer, mm-hmm. but here at Bartlesville, I think the quality of education is the best around. It's one of the finest that you can get, especially in a public school, which is what we are,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to maintain that, and that's what this bond issue is about.
All right. So this is the Bruin bond issue. There's two actual questions, one on transportation and then one for the other stuff. When did you say it is again?
August 23rd.
August 23rd. So I think you still have time You'd still have time to get your, if you're not going to be around then, to get a absentee ballot or go vote early, I think. Get to the election board and they'll get you your information on that.
Right. On that,
basically, you have about till, I'll say, the week before the election. I don't have the date memorized, but you would be safe up to about the week before the election as far as applying for an absentee ballot. Basically, because that takes two postal transactions, they have to mail you the ballot, and then you have to mark the ballot, mail it back. It has to be in the hands of the election board by 7 o'clock on election day.
Right.
So as far as that absentee, that would be your best way. And then voting early, you'll have an opportunity on Friday and Saturday before the election to vote early.
Great. So. Good information there, Charlie. So, Jack, you know, you've been, you're involved in other things at school, too, I know. Tell
right.
us a little bit about yourself. I mean, part of the great thing about our school system is guys like you that do such great stuff in our community. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a senior next year.
Uh-huh.
I'm an avid participant in things like AP classes and other things like that. But a large part of what I do at Bartlesville Public Schools is due to the extracurriculars. I run cross country, I participate in debate, I'm part of the student council and National Honor Society,
mm-hmm.
all these other clubs that we have there that Bartlesville has been very good about funding and allowing them to really maintain that tradition of having a great level of education.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed a lot of that.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. And I think that's one of the neat things that Bartlesville does is have all these great extracurricular activities and guys like you that do so well in school and in those, it's exciting.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on that. So you're a senior this year. Any thoughts about what you're going to do in the future?
Well, right now I'm kind of leaning towards engineering, I'm thinking, but that could be subject to change.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What kind of engineering?
I'm probably thinking aerospace or mechanical.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you started looking at schools?
Yes. Not sure yet.
There's a lot, aren't there?
Yes.
And it's certainly, you know, lots of things to consider in that. Let's go back to the bond issue here. People may have some questions about it. Is there more stuff that you can tell us about it, about why you think it's something that we need to support?
Yeah, so the bond issue is funded primarily by, or it's funded by, I think a 10 mil increase in the state, or in the city, property taxes, which if what that basically means is if you have $100,000 worth of property, it's $36 per year or about a dime a day. So it's not a huge increase in taxes. And when you consider that we recently did have a decrease in state level property taxes, you're really coming out in the green here altogether throughout the year end. But I mean, really the question is, do we want to take local control of our education, of what we believe to be, you know, do we believe this to be an important area of our economy and of our, you know, community as a whole? And is that worth that slight increase in taxes? Is it worth that investment? And I think the answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah, at the local level, because obviously state funding and, you know, Oklahoma, every state has their own way to do this. And,
right.
And the truth is that they're, you know, some, they all have strengths and weaknesses. You know, we depend on property tax in Oklahoma to fund education. It runs a lot through the state, but in order to raise money locally for certain things, you can through bond issues. And you know, I think the school board has made a really tried to make a really good decision about what to invest in that's going to make the school system more efficient and reduce operating costs going forward, help them live in a time of smaller budgets, and still provide the excellent education that sets you up for your engineering career or wherever you go in the future. Yeah,
that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So, and then the other deal with the Braun proposal that I've sometimes had questions about, it's just kind of who's going to be paying this and who's going to be doing this, or who's going to be paying for it, because it's obviously the property taxes, but not everyone pays these property taxes. Like if you're renting, you're not going to be paying an increase in property taxes. It's only really for people who own the property there, and that's going to be kind of part of it as well.
And of course there are the homestead exemptions, the people on their primary homestead get assistance. There's, you know, a lot of it really comes through new construction and building of stuff. You know, when we built our new Toyota building, we got a significant rise in property tax that we do pay because we built a new building. And of course, you know, hopefully we have new income and new sales that cover that. So it makes sense. That's part of how it works, and that's what drives the school system. Because if we didn't have schools and people, I wouldn't have people to work for me.
Right.
You know, if people didn't live here and want to buy cars and send their kids to school, I wouldn't have people, either customers or people who wanted to work for me. So it's a great, you got to realize that.
Okay, and I'm sure there's a group out there that really haven't done a lot of homework yet on this. This was part of why you're going to be talking about the website, BruinBond.com. But also, where this money is going, you mentioned some of the other things, but let's talk about where this money can't go, because I think teacher pay raises are certainly a major issue for a lot of people.
Right. So, according to state laws, we can only pay teachers, we can only have payroll at the public schools out of the general fund, which is basically what the state gives a school.
Right.
So what this bond proposal really is, and why it's not a teacher raise, and why it's not, you know, increasing the amount of teachers that we have necessarily, is it's taking money out of the general fund and moving it into the bond fund, so that if we do have more cuts next year out of the general fund, then we can take some of those operating expenses that we've moved out of there, we moved into our bond fund. I mean, we can use that basically liquidity that we've acquired in order to save teacher positions. So
and it may be, for instance, buying the books or the Chrome situation rather than out of the general fund, you're doing it out of the bond.
Right. Fund. So we're doing it out of the fund that we have control of. Mm-hmm. And if we do have, you know, a huge cut in state funding next year, then we can maybe reevaluate some of the things and say, well, you know, maybe we cut back a little bit on something so that we don't have to cut 15 more teachers, because that's what this bond can save.
Mm-hmm. And class sizes, of course, can be impacted by that, too.
Right. Yeah, like last year, this year, when we cut all of those teachers, we did see an increase in class sizes, especially at the elementary level. And they're right now at the point where if they rise any more, education and the quality of that is really going to start to go down. So we want to hold those class sizes level, and we don't want to see them rise anymore whatsoever.
All right, and Charlie mentioned the website. Let's go ahead and give him that.
Yeah, the website is BruinBond.com. Right on there on the homepage, there is a slideshow that has all the information I've talked about and a lot more, especially related to the economics of what exactly is happening and how our school has been getting less funding with more students coming in. It sets up a lot of that stuff. And then there's also frequently asked questions, more information about the renovations that we're doing and all of those.
All right, excellent. And then we've got the Bruin Bond on August 23rd. If you have any question, I know there's going to be a lot of stuff going on out in the community. I know my Rotary Club is going to have a presentation on this on Monday at noon. So if you're wanting more information, want to ask questions about it, I'd look on calendars, and there's going to be opportunities for you to ask questions and find out more information if you need it. So great. Thank you so much for coming in, Jack, and sharing this with us. I think it's a great example of you're a great example of what our school systems can do.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
Sure.
And this is something again that people need to do some their own homework on. Jack's a great source. I know the superintendent, some of the school officials are giving the background, the hows and whys and that sort of thing that they can talk about. It's groups like Jack or individuals like Jack that are part of the group that are, you know, going out specifically for the Vote Yes campaign.
Yep.
That are really advocating for this bond.
Well, they have to. Obviously, the state employees can't really have a certain, they can only go so far.
Yeah.
in advocating. They can explain but not really promote and advocate. So we can.
and so just as a potential voter in this one, you're coming out with some opinions on this then, right?
Yes, I am, and I don't do that very often, but I think this one is really important. It's something that I think it is, like I said, one of the most important economic development levers we have in our community is our school system. You know, I put on my chamber hat.
I was going to say, let's put that chamber, your former chairman.
Yeah, former chairman of the chamber, and one of the fundamental issues our community deals with is, you know, really making it a place people want to live, right? I mean, when you look at the infrastructure we have here and the opportunities that we have and the great employers that we have, you know, we have cycles in the oil business and such, sure, but that we have great employers and great infrastructure in our community, a beautiful downtown, great opportunities. And it's a place where we've always had great jobs here and great opportunity for people to work. We want those people, obviously, to live here, to pay their taxes here, to pay property tax here, to pay their sales tax here, you know, that allows for the city to function. Our city so I think over 60% of the city budget goes for fire and police protection, basically, and we've still got a lot of other stuff that city priorities do.
Yeah, I think it's closer to 80%.
80% now. Yeah, I mean, I'm out of touch on the facts, but it is a huge number, and the truth is, no one wants to pay more tax. That's not what this is about. But it's about a functioning city. It's about a city that's vibrant and can invest in itself, can continue to grow and be strong like we have been for so long. Because that's really what makes Bartlesville so special for all these years is we have been a really strong place where our school system is the sixth best in the state. We have, so many great hallmarks, and we talk about that every week, but it's a chance now to invest in the future.
And Jack didn't mention this, but many of the schools that we compare ourselves to and compete against have been doing this sort of thing for a long time. Jenks, Owosso, some of these other schools that we compare against have been funding part of their teacher payroll by taking things out of the general fund for quite a few years.
Well, that's one of the things you don't really realize until you go and ask them or find out. And, that was something I didn't know, and is how some of them have been more flexible in how they've done that. You know, we hear when we talk to people at the chamber about why do you choose to live in Owosso rather than Bartlesville if you're a young professional at one of our great companies here. Some people are going to choose to do that. And many times they're saying it's because of educational. And a lot of it, as Jack said, is facilities. It's not really the fundamentals of your grades or how great a teacher you had or how your success in life later, which are the true measurables, right? But the truth is, great facilities look good. They're the kind of place you want to send your kids. So, that's part of being there in this arena and competing as a community for people's for people's dollars, basically. Yeah. And so it is critical that we be competitive there.
And you know, speaking of being competitive, when you look at the tax rate, the millage rate, that people, the school system for years has held at a particular level. They've kind of fought the rise for a long time. Well, other schools have been allowing theirs to rise through
some
bond
are,
proposals.
Some are higher, and you know, and I appreciate that. I mean, truthfully, we Parles Hills are fairly conservative community. We, you know, they're not going to have a big, you know, nobody is for big tax raises and such. And the city's very conservative. The school system, I think, has been really conservative about how they operate. And, you know, I don't think, you can question, you know, how things are structured and all that. But in the end, it cuts down to what are we going to invest in? What are our priorities? And this has got to be one of the highest ones.
Well, and this, according to information that's out there on Bruin Bond, again, this increase, which is pretty modest, will still only take us to about the middle of the scale of the schools that we compare ourselves to.
That's right. And we know that we're going to have the best product in the end, the great kids that we have in Bartlesville, and that's what we're investing in is their futures. And hopefully they're, you know, they come back, they want to raise their families here, and this whole thing continues and goes on and on. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, which leaves you more money for a 995 oil change.
A 995 oil change, or if you're looking for a great deal on a vehicle, the clearance, model year and clearance stuff is going on, our red tag sale, we will buy your vehicle, 995 oil changes you mentioned. You know, it's just a great day to be alive in Oklahoma.
It is. And, high school sports starts about next Monday with some of the schools getting out there.
Oh, they've already started practicing.
Well, I'm thinking of softball games and volleyball games that I know are on the schedule for Monday.
All right. No, there is a lot. It's an exciting time of year.
And pretty soon we'll be talking about that first football matchup here or there, or depending on the school you're talking about.
A few weeks away for all our high schools and colleges. And I know Jack mentioned the cross-country team.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting going,
and of course his first debate event will be coming up fairly soon as well. So yeah. You've probably already got that. Well, you probably don't use index cards anymore. You probably do it all online.
No, we do most of it all on computers, which is part of why, you know, getting more access to that is really crucial. But yeah, that's something.
When I was doing it, even in college, we carried around that little, you know, box of 3x5 cards.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, we still call evidence, like pieces of it, cards.
Yeah.
So, paying homage to that tradition.
There you go. So we are again carrying Bartlesville schools into the 21st century with items like this one.
Right. That's absolutely true.
And again, Jack, the website for the people can get all the information.
That's bruinbond.com.
And if they have a question, can they submit a question through the website?
I'm not altogether certain, but I know that they can. There's an email on there, or if not on there, there's one on the bps-ok.org.
Uh-huh.
That website, there's an email where you can submit questions there.
Okay, so again, do your homework and be ready to go out and decide the question for Bartlesville Schools on August 23rd, mm-hmm. no, 28th.
23rd.
I had it right the first time. It's a Tuesday, that part I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And get out there, and it is your public input, yes or no, on the ballot that we want to hear about, and Jack's asking you to vote yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
DuchessChoice.com. It doesn't have information on the schools, but it does have information on some great buys.
All kinds of information. If you're looking for a car, like I said, we've got many pictures up, full detailed stories on all our used vehicles, internet pricing on everything, all the new and used vehicles, red tag pricing on the vehicles on the lot. So if you have any question about what you can get something done, or you've got 0 for 72, great on all Fords, virtually across the board. So great pricing, rebates, bonus cash on a number of special units, and then 0 for 72 on all Fords. Many of the Toyotas have great interest rates, so it really is a great time to buy. If you've been thinking about it and putting it off, it's a good time to come look.
Okay, with or without an appointment, 995 oil changes going on throughout the afternoon.
That's right, and I know yesterday we had a little room in the afternoon. If you want to just drop on by, we should be able to do an oil change later for you this afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.